Welcome to Falun Gong News Direct from China and around the world from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Seattle, USA. Xi Jinping's visit met with call to prosecute chief culprit in persecution of Falun Gong. Special forum on organ trafficking at European Society for Organ Transplantation Congress. Washington, D.C. Falun Gong practitioners call on visiting Chinese President Xi Jinping to bring Jiang Zemin to justice. Changhua, Taiwan. The art of Zhen Chunren International Exhibition gains broad support. Vienna, Austria. Candlelight vigil at the Stephansdom. And woman falls unconscious while forcibly having blood drawn, dies 6 days later. Now for the stories.
Seattle, USA. Xi Jinping's visit met with call to prosecute chief culprit in persecution of Falun Gong. As Chinese President Xi Jinping's arrival in Seattle on September 22, 2015, Falun Gong practitioners held demonstrations urging him to stop the 16-year-long persecution of their spiritual practice. They called on Xi to bring former Chinese dictator Jiang Zemin to justice for initiating the brutal persecution. Seattle was the first stop of Xi's 8-day visit in America. Practitioners held up banners en route from the airport to Xi's hotel that read, "The world needs truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Bring the murderers to justice. Stop the persecution of Falun Gong. Stop the state-sanctioned organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners and sue Jiang Zemin." The coordinator of the Falun Dafa Association of the Northwest USA, Chen Xiping, said that the purpose of the group's demonstration was simply to let Xi know that the persecution of Falun Gong is completely illegal and should be stopped, and the chief perpetrator, Jiang Zemin, should be brought to justice. "That is our mission," she said. Ms. Chen said that Falun Gong is a spiritual cultivation group with no interest in politics. "All we ask is an environment where we can freely practice, but the persecution in China is still going on." She added that Xi's administration ended the labor camp system in China and arrested some officials who were involved in the persecution. "But that is not enough. We will not give up until Jiang Zemin is held accountable," said Ms. Chen. More than 170,000 practitioners from all over the world have filed criminal complaints against Jiang since May, and the number is still growing. The Falun Gong demonstrations received support from Seattle residents, some of whom had never heard about the persecution. Greg Strax, a driver in Xi's motorcade, said that Falun Gong brings hope to the world and that he was happy to see the Falun Gong group outside Xi's hotel. He said that the Falun Gong group is getting larger and more popular every year. "To him, the greatness of America lies in the fact that everyone can enjoy freedom, and he hopes that the Chinese people will have the same right and that Falun Gong will be freely practiced in China soon." Several mainstream media reported on the Falun Gong group's demonstrations during Xi's visit in Seattle, including the Associated Press, Reuters, International Business Times, and the local newspaper, The Stranger. Sydney Brownstone from The Stranger interviewed several practitioners who shared their reasons for joining the protest. Tang Lijuan from San Francisco, a former philosophy professor in China, told Brownstone that her son was tortured to death for his belief in Falun Gong. "Police arrested my son and put him in jail, where they beat him with electric batons and force-fed him. He died soon. I was jailed twice also," Ms. Tang said. Wang Shenji from Los Angeles had the same wish. His father was put in jail 5 times. "We can freely practice in America," Wang said, "but the persecution is still going on in China."
Special Forum on Organ Trafficking at European Society for Organ Transplantation Congress. A special forum on organ trafficking was held at the 17th Congress of the European Society for Organ Transplantation, ESOT, in Brussels, Belgium, on September 13th through 16th, 2015. The practice of illegal organ transplants in China captured the attention of the forum participants. More than 3,000 people attended. Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting, DAFOH, was invited to attend. DAFOH conducts investigations about China's live organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience, especially Falun Gong practitioners. Many medical professionals and representatives of the legal profession attended the forum on organ trafficking. Professor John Forsyth, ESOT president, was the forum moderator. Convinced of the importance of this issue, he paid special attention. Interviewed by the media afterward, Professor Forsyth said that the room was filled to capacity and there was much discussion on the topic, which all agreed must be solved. He indicated that organ trafficking raises concerns for all involved in organ transplantation. Concerning organ trafficking in China, the transplantation community has taken some measures to deal with it. Canadian lawyer David Mattis, an independent investigator of the Chinese Communist Party's live organ harvesting, attended the Congress. He said that transplant professionals might see their work as beneficial, but they cannot begin to imagine how technology is being used in China to kill prisoners of conscience on demand for their organs. He said at the forum that transplant abuse in China is a big issue and that the international community must take action to stop it. Harold King, who is at the Congress representing Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting, said that for 16 years the CCP regime has been trafficking in organs taken from prisoners of conscience without their consent. The organization wants to inform the medical community about this crime in China and stop it. Many visited the Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting display. Dr. King said that although quite a few doctors had already heard about the CCP's practice of live organ harvesting, those who hadn't were moved to tears to learn the gruesome details. Others had been misled by the CCP propaganda and thought it had already been stopped. Professor Forsyth indicated that he has known about China's organ trafficking for several years and that just condemning it will not stop it. In his opinion, legal professionals should work with the medical profession to solve the issue. Mattis pointed out that the CCP regime tells people what they want to hear, such as promising to phase out organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience, but in fact the problem still exists. He said there is no transparency, so it is hard to trace the source of organs. In addition, the CCP regime declines to provide the number of death row inmates and any organ registration data. He said it would be more effective to simply stop cooperating with Chinese doctors and that such a measure would have an impact on China.
Washington, D.C. Falun Gong practitioners call on visiting Chinese President Xi Jinping to bring Jiang Zemin to justice. This is an important lesson for my children. There is no freedom of speech and no human rights in China, but we seldom talk about it, and there is no adequate coverage in the media, said Petra Sokolovsky, a journalist who brought her two children to see the scene near Chinese President Xi Jinping's hotel in Washington, D.C. on the evening of September 24, 2015. Falun Gong practitioners took advantage of Xi's visit to the United States on September 24th and 25th to urge him to bring Jiang Zemin, former head of the Chinese Communist Party, to justice for his abuses of power in orchestrating the persecution of Falun Gong in China. They held large Bring Jiang Zemin to Justice banners along the streets near his hotel when he arrived on the evening of September 24th. Xi's motorcade passed the banners three times. Petra told her children that Falun Gong is persecuted in China and explained why the people in red clothing who welcomed Xi attempted to obscure the practitioners' banners. My children, one is 9 and the other is 4, are old enough to know about this. I am a reporter. Everyone knows about Falun Gong and the persecution, and they know that there is no freedom of speech or freedom of belief in China. Xi's motorcade arrived at the Marriott Wardman Park Hotel a little after 6 p.m. on September 24th. Practitioners held large banners facing the streets leading to the hotel. People in the motorcade read them as they drove by. Xi and his delegation left the hotel for Blair House for dinner half an hour later. Several Chinese people attempted to obscure the Bring Jiang Zemin to Justice banner with their red flags. The police stopped them and told them to step back as Xi's motorcade passed by. At around 10 p.m., when Xi's motorcade returned to the hotel, it again passed practitioners holding banners. Practitioners' peaceful demonstration draws attention. Nancy, who works at the Department of Agriculture, took photos with her cell phone of the practitioners doing the sitting meditation. When she heard about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, she said, "They should have the freedom to practice. It is their right. I don't understand why the Chinese Communist government persecutes such people. I wish the media would report on the persecution in China so that everyone would know about it." Several mainstream media outlets interviewed the practitioners. During Xi's visit, the CCP organized many local Chinese students and organizations to welcome him. Many Chinese people were happy to see the Bring Jiang Zemin to Justice banner. Some had their photos taken in front of the banner. Several Chinese students talked with practitioners to learn the facts about the persecution. A student from Zhejiang said she was shocked to find out that the CCP had staged the Tiananmen self-immolation to defame Falun Gong and turn people against the practice.
Changhua, Taiwan, the Art of Zhen Shanren International Exhibition gains broad support. For the third time, the Lions Club of Changhua City, Taiwan, hosted the Art of Zhen Shanren International Exhibition on September 19, 2015. Officials of the organization, local officials, and community leaders joined the opening ceremony of the seven-day exhibition. Freedom of Belief. The director of the Changhua Lions Club commended the artworks for their high artistic value. He also encouraged more people to attend the exhibition. A former director of the organization found the paintings touching and enlightening. He said the artworks bring positive energy to society, which is consistent with the mission of the Lions Club. "Everyone should have freedom of belief. It should not be taken away for political or other reasons," he added. Serene Feeling. The general manager of Kingtown Rice Company was impressed by the peaceful and pure message behind the paintings. "We live in a complex world. But when looking at these artworks, we have a serene feeling that purifies our mind and benefits our society." Having followed Buddhist teachings for many years, he said he was deeply touched by practitioners' perseverance and calmness while facing the severe persecution in China. Seeking Justice. Mr. Li, head of Huatun Town, thanked the exhibition for educating the public about the communist regime's brutality. He expects more efforts and more voices of this kind, which he said will eventually bring change. Standing in front of the painting, An Orphan's Sorrow, Li reflected, "Many children became orphans because their parents were persecuted simply for their belief." He said Chinese officials needed to stop the persecution and that Jiang Zemin would be held responsible for the atrocity. The president of the Watercolor Society in central Taiwan praised the artwork because they relay a principle inherent in traditional Chinese culture: good is rewarded and evil is punished. He said more people will learn about the communist regime's brutality and the practitioners' peacefulness through this art forum. The principal of Sushui Junior High School, which specializes in art education, was impressed by the artistic level of the paintings, as well as their message of supporting the innocent. He said the school would arrange for 1,400 students to see the exhibition.
Vienna, Austria. Candlelight Vigil at the Stephansdom. Falun Gong practitioners who came to the 2015 Falun Dafa Experience Sharing Fa Conference in Vienna held a candlelight vigil at the Stephansplatz on the evening of September 18th, one day before the conference. Located at the center of the city, this square is named after the renowned Stephansdom, Vienna St. Stephan's Cathedral, and one of the tallest churches in the world. About two millenniums ago, Christians were suppressed in the Roman Empire over a period of three centuries. They were torn apart by animals, crucified, and burned alive. Similar things are happening again in the 21st century. During the past 16 years, Falun Gong practitioners have been severely persecuted in China for their belief in truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. According to information received by the Mingwei website, more than 3,800 practitioners have lost their lives due to torture while in police custody. Many more have been arrested, detained, imprisoned, tortured, subjected to forced labor, injected with nerve-damaging drugs, and become victims of live organ harvesting. Michael and Julia, two college students who were walking by, stopped to find out what the vigil was about. Upon learning that innocent practitioners were being mistreated for their beliefs, they joined the practitioners in the candlelight vigil. After leaving his email address, Michael said he would follow up on this human rights violation and let more people know about it. A banker who had traveled to many countries, including China, told his wife and daughter who were visiting Vienna with him that most Chinese people had been brainwashed by the Communist Party. When a practitioner told him about the organ harvesting from living practitioners in China, the banker was surprised by the atrocity. He signed the petition calling for an end to the brutality.
Woman falls unconscious while forcibly having blood drawn, dies 6 days later. A 66-year-old woman was left unattended for more than 2 hours after she fell unconscious while having her blood forcibly drawn by police. She died 6 days later in a hospital. Ms. Liu Lanying from Lanzhou City, Gansu Province, was arrested on August 18, 2015, for distributing informational materials about Falun Gong, a self-cultivation system being persecuted by the Chinese Communist Party. The police chief of Zhang Yulu Police Station ordered his officers to draw blood from Ms. Liu, but refused to specify the reason when questioned by her. When Ms. Liu unexpectedly fell unconscious, four officers kicked her and claimed that she was faking her death. They didn't send her to a hospital until more than 2 hours later. By then, it was too late. Ms. Liu passed away on August 24th. Ms. Liu's husband was arrested on the same day as her when the police raided the couple's home on August 18th. He was released on bail after Ms. Liu passed away, but was threatened by police not to talk to anyone about his wife's death. Both wife and husband imprisoned before for their belief. Ms. Liu was a retired employee of Lanzhou City Vegetable Company, and Mr. Guo was an accountant with a local petroleum company. They were arrested in August 2002 for practicing Falun Gong and both given prison sentences, with Mr. Guo receiving 5 years and Ms. Liu 4 years. Ms. Liu was strip-searched on the day of her admission to Gansu Province Women's Prison on December 30, 2003. During her incarceration, she was monitored around the clock and subjected to various forms of abuse. She was once cuffed to a bench, unable to stand up or squat down for 14 hours. Another time, she was forced to do hard labor for more than 14 hours during the day and subjected to non-stop brainwashing at night for 4 straight days. Her blood pressure shot up to dangerously high levels. The couple's ordeal didn't end after their release, as the local police frequently harassed them at home. Not long before Ms. Liu's death, she and Mr. Guo had filed a lawsuit against Jiang Zemin for launching the persecution of Falun Gong, which resulted in their ordeals. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.